dumps out of there with mules and chains.
Dragged or pulled?
Using the word drag.
Dragged.
Okay.
About as many, whatever the sense.
Okay. What do you break the ground with in the spring?
Plow.
Okay.
Or you mean by hand?
Well, yeah, what's, okay, yeah.
Plow hoe or something, I don't know.
What, okay, what's your definition of a plow?
Well, it's usually pulled by a tractor or by horses, I guess, in this case.
Okay.
Something that's, it's like a blade you drag across or into the ground and it turns the earth over.
Okay, do you have anything you use on a hill? I mean, would you use that on the hill also?
I've never plowed a hill.
Okay, are there any kind of tools you use later? I mean, a plow you use, do you use that in the beginning or do you use that? Does it matter when you use it?
You trying to get me to say something else?
No, I'm just trying to get your definition of a plow.
Oh, a plow?
Yeah.
Usually, you make furrows with a plow. You know, like to make banks or something because they make very deep ruts. Usually, I would say you would plow ground to turn it over.
Okay.
Or like even on a hill or something, but you may use something else to level it after that.
Okay. Like you wouldn't use a plow if you're just going to dig up weeds, would you?
No.
Okay. All right.
You'd use a hoe.
Okay. All right. After you have plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
Maybe a disc. I don't know what they're talking about. They're excited in the grove. You know, if they're talking about commercial farming, is that what they mean?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
It doesn't ask for anything. You know what word you're looking for?
Well, I have a word, but I don't know. Describe what you're going to say, and then I'll ask you if you've ever heard this word before.
A disc is something that's pulled by, I don't think you pull it by horses, I think it's pulled by a tractor, but it has disc on it that roll the ground.
Oh, right.
They're sort of curved bevel blades.
They
level things out really well. Also, there's a thing called a harrow, I believe. Oh. Is that what's in the book?
Yeah.
A harrow. We always use that. I can't think of the complete name. Acme harrow.
Yeah, what does it do?
Usually it's long blades. They're sort of curved. The blades are, okay, they're maybe 8 inches long. They have a curve and a bend in them.
Okay.
And so it's usually on a bar. Okay, you have one long bar that has all these little blades attached to it that go up behind it. As you drag on the ground, it just sort of levels the dirt down, knocks down hills and stuff.
Okay, all right, yeah. Do you know anything?
Somebody had in the book?
Yeah.
I can't believe that. I don't think anyone knew what a harrow was but me.
Oh, no, it has here. What, do you have different kinds?
Either maybe, I don't really know. That's the only thing I'm familiar with.
Okay, that's fine. What do the wheels of the wagon get onto?
Axle.
Okay. What do you call the X-shaped frame you lay a log across to chop it into stove lengths?
The X-shaped frame.
You lay a log across.
Yeah, I've seen it. I know what you're talking about. There's a name for that X-shaped frame?
I guess so.
What do we call that? A chopping block? I would say a chopping block would be a block. I would say it would be that. I don't know.
They have a sawbuck on.
I never cut wood like that. If you'd ask me why I would put lumber on to cut it, if I was a builder or a carpenter, I would say a sawhorse.
Okay. Yeah. That's why. What do you call the A-shaped frames you use to lay the boards across to make a table for a church supper?
I
don't either.
What is it?
It just asked. They have I guess it's a sawbuck, I don't know, distinguish an A-frame from an X-frame.
It beats me.
Okay, fine. Okay.
I mean, I can distinguish an A-frame. Of course, I would say an A would come to a point, you know.
But, yeah.
Two sides, but there would be no...